This is Pastor Jim Crisson for the congregation of the Rock Springs Methodist Church. You may wonder who we are. The answer is a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. We believe that Christ must be at the center of everything we think, say, and do. Our commandment from Him is to love one another. We believe that Scripture guides and informs our faith on a daily basis. We also look to the tradition of Methodism established by John Wesley as he walked his path of reformation and established a denomination based on grace. Our ministry reflects our call to follow Christ through mission, fellowship, study, and worship. You're invited to join us as we move forward in our faith journey. Please visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org or join us in worship 10:30 Sunday mornings at 1515 Edgar Street here in Rock Springs.
The following worship service was recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Crisson. Today's message is by Kathy Ellis. You are invited to join us as we worship.
Good morning. Welcome and God bless you. Here we are, Lord. Your people, your church, meeting together in your presence. We welcome each other and we welcome you. Make yourself known to us in new ways through our worship, our prayers, and our understanding of your word. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we enter a time of prayer, let us begin with a moment of silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the many gifts that you have given us and the safety we enjoy here in this town and state. But today we ask that you bring peace and calm to our country. We ask that you protect the members of law enforcement, the firefighters, the military, and the healthcare workers as they continue to work and care for those in their communities. Be with those who suffer today, be it loss or illness, whether it be physical or mental, let them know your peace. We know you share our joys and concerns. Please hear us as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Genesis 21, 1 through 7. The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, Who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. the Word of God for the people of God.
Well, this morning I titled the sermon Laughter. Laughter has got to be one of the strangest phenomena in the human response system. Sarah said in Genesis chapter 21, verse 6, God has given me laughter. Everyone who hears about it will laugh with me. But if you go back and read chapter 18, you realize that at first, her laughter was not born out of joy, but rather it was born out of skepticism, if not downright disbelief. In the story, Abraham and Sarah had longed for a child, but Sarah was barren. But in her old age, long after her childbearing years, in chapter 18, verse 11, the Lord appeared to Abraham in the form of three men and told Abraham that Sarah would become pregnant and bear a son. At hearing this, Sarah laughed. Sarah had waited 90 years for a baby. She laughed, not so much from a lack of faith in what God could do, but from doubt about what he could do through her. In studies on laughter, researchers found that humans use laughter to express what cannot be said in any other way. Laughter is spontaneous, and it's contagious. When something tickles my sister Pat, tickles her funny bone, it's over with. You can't help yourself. You're going to laugh whether the joke was funny or not. And so I hope everyone has a Pat in their lives. But when our lives feel hopeless, laughter can alter our emotional perspective on a serious situation that's beyond our control and suspends reality. I remember my mother saying that sometimes, if you don't laugh, you're gonna cry, depending on that situation. I know that laughter also has physical benefits, such as lowering your blood pressure, boosting your heart rate, and producing antibodies that strengthen the immune system. It lifts you up and improves your mood. It's real. Laughter is good for what ails you. God was not angry with Sarah's laughter, but he blessed her with an impossible miracle in the midst of her barren expectations. The word Isaac means he will laugh, he will rejoice. And it is derived from the Hebrew word, the Hebrew verb, which means to laugh. Sarah acknowledges God's power to defy the rules of nature, to defy our worldly expectations and logic, to supersede even the parameters of our own faith. Gratitude, joy, and faith is the face of God's miraculous presence in her seemingly tedious, completely ordinary life. God created laughter for just such occasions. Not only must we laugh in the midst of despair, but we must also spontaneously rejoice in the face of God's very presence as the resistance to our mundane human existence. For God is the ultimate revolutionary. Laughter is the sister of faith, a divine declaration of the miracle of God's unpredictable presence in an otherwise predictable world. In faith, we give thanks to God for the gifts of laughter in difficult times, for God's gift of spontaneous faith and trust in the Lord's ability for miraculous intervention, the ultimate defiance to hopelessness and death. In the scriptures, we see signs of God's divinity everywhere. In Sarah's pregnancy, in the pregnancies of Elizabeth and Mary, the power of Moses' staff in the parting of the Red Sea and the Jordan River, in the miracles of Jesus, even in the unsure Peter as the rock of God's church. And the persecutor Paul as the evangelist of God's kingdom. But the most divine action in history culminates in the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb, because God reigns over death. In the face of COVID-19, rubber bullets, tear gas, looting and killing, tornadoes and hurricanes, loss of homes and jobs, tears, sadness, depression, and frustration, God invites us to laugh at the divine absurdity because of Jesus' resurrection and the realization that we too can and will experience all kinds of resurrections in our lives, and the ultimate resurrection in our death. Laughter is a form of freedom. It releases us from the tensions and bonds of our despair and lifts us into a place of faith in God's spontaneous ability to act in this world and in our lives at any moment. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1 says, "For every Christian, for every human being created and sanctified by God, faith is that irrational force that laughs in the face of darkness, barrenness, danger, and despair, and believes in fountains in the desert, water gushing up from dry wells, new life emerging from dead seeds. Faith knows that God can always transcend sin and evil, restoring meaning to the meaningless and hope in the void." So, people of God, laugh. Let your laughter bubble up and burst forth, because God is here even in the midst of our turmoil and your fear. Even in the midst of your worry and your pain, telling you that a miracle is just around the corner. And laughter is contagious. It's communal and connectional. It's healing, and it's a sign of hope. Every time you laugh, you lift someone else near to you a little bit higher and convince them that divine miracles are real. Our world today needs a little laughter. We need to fight the viruses of the world, both the biological and the social, with some good, strong, uncontainable laughter and a whole lot of faith. Amen. Today and always, may your laughter be unstoppable. May your gratitude be spontaneous. And most of all, may your faith be abundant. Amen. Have a great week.
You
have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.